to political news here in the U.S. Former Florida Governor Jeb Bush has taken a key step towards a presidential run, forming the new PAC Political Action Committee called Right to Rise. It will allow him to raise money and hire staff. And there are reports that Jeb Bush is also getting ready to open a new super PAC. Super PACs can raise unlimited amounts of money from individuals, corporations, unions, and other interest groups. The idea, say strategists, is to lock down the big money early to keep it from rivals. But it also reflects the increasing power of mega donors in U.S. politics, which is what we want to take a look at right now. The magazine Politico has crunched the numbers for the 2014 elections. They found that the top 100 donors gave almost as much money as the 4.75 million small donors combined. And that doesn't count donors who are allowed to remain anonymous. Republican political consultant Mark McKinnon said, let's just call the system what it is, an oligarchy. Politico investigative reporter Ken Vogel did the research. He joins us from Washington. And Ken, we want to hear more about the research. But first of all, tell us more what it says to you about Jeb Bush.
Yeah, Jeb Bush is in many ways the perfect candidate for this new big money era that was started in 2010, largely because of these two federal court decisions, including the Supreme Court's Citizens United decision that allowed major donors to spend as much money in politics as they wanted. Jeb Bush is in many ways a deeply flawed candidate. He has not held office since January 2007 on two big issues that conservatives really care about, Common Core and immigration reform. He's way towards the center and not conservative enough. But what he has going for him, what instantly makes him a huge player in the field, is these deep ties to major donors. He and his allies are positioning themselves to really harness that in a way that is formidable and could potentially scare off prospective rivals who may be less tied into these major money men and women on the right.
The point is, you only need a few. So tell us who Jeb Bush and others might be hearing from. Who are these top 100 donors? Just a few of them.
Well, Jeb Bush has already reached out assiduously, courting Sheldon Adelson, the Las Vegas casino mogul, who, of course, spent upwards of $100 million in 2012 supporting Mitt Romney. But before that, supporting Newt Gingrich. Newt Gingrich's presidential primary campaign for the Republican nomination. That's a great example. Here's a guy, Newt Gingrich, who really had no business being in the race for any period of time. He didn't have any of the trappings of a traditional presidential campaign, the wide network of activists and party leaders at the local level who in the past have been essential to setting up a platform for a presidential campaign. What Newt Gingrich had instead was one sugar daddy who had the ability and the willingness to write these huge checks, ultimately wrote $20 million. Sheldon Adelson wrote $20 million worth of checks to a super PAC supporting Newt Gingrich, kept him in the race for many months longer than he would have otherwise been able to stay in the race. Sheldon Adelson has continued to play in politics. He was the number three donor on our list in 2014, giving $13.2 million just in the midterm elections. And I think that we may end up seeing him spend substantially more than the $100 million that he spent in the 2012 presidential election. In 2016, we're really just at the tip of the iceberg of this new big money era.
And just briefly, what's the breakdown of the top 100, conservative, more liberal or moderate candidates?
Yeah, it's always tough to tell, it's increasingly difficult to tell, because one of the other things that the Citizens United decision did was to open up these wide avenues for undisclosed spending. So there was a ton of money that was spent through these routes that will be likely never able to figure out who actually wrote the checks. However, in the disclosed spending, liberals and those who supported Democrats actually among the top 100 actually outspent Republicans by a margin of about $170 million to about $140 million. If we were able to add in the undisclosed spending, I suspect it would probably tilt in favor of the Republicans, who have taken more advantage of these new undisclosed routes. But that's what we have on the disclosed side.
Well, and you've had some criticism in your findings, conservatives pointing out that you didn't include money spent by labor unions, and that mostly goes to Democrats.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, we consider labor unions in some ways, certainly they are able to aggregate these huge sums and spend in politics in a way that is extremely influential, particularly in Democratic primaries and on the Democratic side. I think that's becoming less the case as the total numbers of union members as well as union dues payers decline. But the reason why we didn't include them is because in some ways that is aggregations of small donations. That is union dues. And what we were looking at was these individual donations. owners who have the capacity and have shown the willingness to write these huge seven and even eight-figure checks.
Well, Ken Vogel, one last question. You spoke with the conservative megadonor Ronnie Cameron. He's a poultry farmer from Arkansas. He says that big money doesn't change American politics, and it's also always been like that. So take those both up. Hasn't it always somewhat been like this, you know, that there are a small group of people donating much more money than everyone else? And does it have an effect? Many conservative donors wonder if their donation did make a difference.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think that that what's different about the big money that's being spent now is the way it's being spent. It's not necessarily being spent through these official means, through either the party committees or the candidates themselves. Rather, it's being spent by these extremely wealthy folks on sort of their own pet projects. Many of them have set up their own super PACs. They almost have become their own political parties, and therefore they have the ability to really emphasize their own issues independent from those that the party or their candidates would prefer to see emphasized.
Ken Vogel, chief investigative reporter for Politico. His book, by the way, is Big Money, $2.5 Billion, One Suspicious Vehicle and a Pimp on the Trail of the Ultra-Rich Hijacking American Politics. Kind of self-explanatory. Ken, thank you.
Hey, great to be with you.